17th parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Gimel, Kodesh Shel Zeifim, is some type of reed, like a wooden pole, that is used for sticking to the olives as they were being crushed to check how much oil was oozing out of them. Kopanim, it had a use. Imyesh, the Keshef HaRoshim HaKabal Tumah, if it has like a knot or stopped up on one end, then it's Mekabal Tumah. The rule is like this: for wooden kelim to be Mekabal Tumah, it has to be a Kli Kibul, something you could put in something into. If it's just a flat, like a wooden knife, it's not Mekabal Tumah. So if this is a hollow tube, it won't be Mekabal Tumah. If it's stopped on one end, it's Mekabal Tumah. Then Lavin Mekabal Tumah, Benkach or Benkach, Mikol the Shabbos. Either way, it can be carried on Shabbos, even though we know that many of the halachas of Muksa are correlated to halachas of Kalim in respect to Tumah. That's only if it's considered broken clear, it doesn't have a use in respect to Tumah, it's also Muksa in respect to Shabbos. Like a broken needle, it's not a Kabbal Tumah, and it's also Muksa. But over here, it's a perfectly good clear, just a special halacha that wouldn't Kalim have to have a clay kibble. So since it does have a use, that's good enough that in respect to Muksa, it won't be Muksa, because it's kind of is a wooden thing that has a use. It's not Muksa, but it's not a Kabbal Tumah, since in order to be a Kabbal Tumah, it has to have a Kli Kibul, it has to have a receptacle.